me.
Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. So excited to welcome back to the show Michelle Markell, the neo-Ren Bohemian. I'm going to ask her about that name, who is going all over the country to raise awareness and support for our public lands. She's in North Carolina now, and welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you guys again.
So you're back into civilization near Wi-Fi.
Yes, yeah. Catching Wi-Fi on this trip has been challenging. I don't have service at all a lot of the time, so getting reliable connection has been difficult.
So I see from your website that your road miles are 849. That can't be right because you've made it all the way to the East Coast.
Yeah, I'm really behind on the website. And again, that's a connectivity issue. So updating the website's taken a little bit more work and more time than I anticipated. So while I'm here, I'm doing a little house sitting job right now. While I'm here, I'm trying to get caught up as much as possible, but I'm about 40 days behind on the website. So I have a few thousand miles behind me now.
So how many, you have 3,000 miles, and how many trail miles?
Oh my gosh, you know, I don't even know, because I'm kind of tallying them up as I go. I have them all in my phone for each day, but I've done little hikes, mostly, it's all been just day hikes. I haven't done any, like, overnight hiking or through hiking yet. I had been planning to do the long trail miles in a through hike on the AT. So I don't know, probably around 300 trail miles so far.
So tell us, I know that the people who, I've been reading articles about how, well, and we know it, there's still snow in Mammoth. We're still running the ski report here on this station for Mammoth because they've still got tons of snow. And I know that the Continental Divide Trail also has tons of snow. Is the Appalachian Trail in the same boat?
Right now, there's not as much snow on the AT that I'm aware of, but possibly in the northern regions, which most northbounders wouldn't be there yet, and most southbounders wouldn't have started yet. But there has been a lot of weather on the AT this year, a lot of rain, a lot of hail.
So to tell us about the reason for what you're doing, and what you're doing so that our audience can be reminded.
Sure. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm traveling around the country. I'm not taking any interstates. I'm only going back roads, and in some cases, I've actually taken dirt roads to get from point to point to avoid interstates. Visiting as many public land sites as possible throughout the country of every kind, federal, state, county, city, whatever. To kind of document them and share them with people to raise awareness and advocacy for public spaces, and also hopefully to get more people out to enjoy these lands that are truly available to everybody.
So I'm noticing on your website you have these gorgeous pictures of public lands that maybe aren't taken as often as others. Because when you, especially in California, you think of public lands, you think of the San Bernardino National Forest, you think of Yosemite or the Redwoods or, you know, that sort of thing. But you've got a beautiful picture of the Eastern Sierra Byway, the scenic byway up the 395, and oh my gosh, it's gorgeous.
Thank you. Yeah, I do all of the photography. The Eastern Sierra Scenic Byway, that's Highway 395. It starts at Little Lake a little bit south of Olancha and then goes up to the California-Nevada border at Topaz Lake, is probably my favorite road in the world. I mean, it's just incredible. You have the entire Eastern Sierra on one side, and then Death Valley on the other side, and the mountain ranges on that. I can't remember what that mountain range is called. But, I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful drive, and it's a way for people to get out and enjoy and experience public lands because of all the access points that are available on that road, you know, for the Eastern Sierra and also to Death Valley. And additionally, I think almost all, except for the, you know, few spots of private land and little towns along that road, which are also pretty awesome, all of that land is managed by the Bureau of Land Management, and so it's also public space. So people can get out of their car and, like, wander around and not worry about trespassing. And I found old mining remnants. And then, you know, there's a lot of wildlife out there. When I was out there, there were a ton of wildflowers, so I got there at a perfect time. It's been nice. I've kind of chased spring across the country and been treated to a lot of floral display.
So are public lands under attack right now?
I believe that they are. I think that we're sort of seeing an unprecedented threat to public land and public spaces, unfortunately. And the recent executive order, you have a number of national monuments that were designated under the Antiquities Act. I believe all of the national monuments that have been designated since 1996 are currently being reviewed, and they're actually being opened for public comment, which is also unprecedented. So Bears Ears National Monument in Utah, for example, was designated a national monument in 2016, and it's over 1 million acres in Utah, which is where most of our public lands are in the western states. And it is being opened for comment, for public comment, beginning, I believe, tomorrow. And the comment period for that particular site is only 15 days, whereas the other monuments are getting 60. So I think that's a clear indication that Bears Ears is on the chopping block.
Wow. Which means it will be then sold off.
I'm not sure legally how it can be removed from, or, you know, how its national monument status can be removed. But I imagine that every effort will be made to have it removed. And since the comment, public comment period is so short, I think the hope is that not many people will comment. And so the people who are behind it actually being taken off the national monument list will have more say. So I'm hoping that people will check out Bears Ears, and I'm actually planning after I've kind of moved from slow travel to flow travel because of all of this unprecedented activity that is against public lands. At this point, I was going to get on the AP next week in Damascus, Virginia after trail days, but because of the severe threat to these national monuments, they're all in the western states except for Katahdin, which is up at the northern terminus of the AT. I'm going to head back out west and start hitting some of these national monuments so I can start documenting and sharing what is available in these national monuments. There are millions of acres that are up for review right now, and they're all open to public comment. So I want to document and share them with people and hopefully get people to weigh in with the Department of the Interior, who's taking the public comment.
So how do people get involved? Because, you know, these lands belong to all of us.
They do belong to all of us. And once they are, you know, if they're sold off, then that's not really a bell you can unring. So what you can do is you can go onto the Department of the Interior's website at doi.gov, and I'll be putting up more information about all of these sites and the public comment information on my website, as well as on my Facebook page, and all of my social media is available through the website. And I've even started a YouTube channel because I started doing some videos, but I haven't gotten those up yet.
Oh, that's great. So it's supportpubliclands.com, correct?
Supportpubliclands.com, exactly. That's the website. And I am rushing furiously to try and get as caught up as I possibly can in this next few days before I start very slowly making my way out west again.
So I am so excited that you called us today. And please, please, please come back, and we'll be sure to give updates even when you're out of range so that people know what's going on. And thank you for your willingness to put your life on hold for a year and raise awareness about the lands that belong to us all.
Oh, it's my pleasure. This is a passion project for me, and it's almost entirely self-funded. I've had a few donations here and there, but basically it's just, you know, I feel like public lands are an incredibly important part of the American heritage and history, and we need to do everything that we can to preserve them for generations to come. So it is my pleasure, and thank you so much for helping me publicize the project and your support.
Well, thank you're very welcome. This is a good thing that you're doing, and we want to be supportive. So we are out of time, so we look forward to our next conversation, and be safe out there.
Thanks, Erin. It's great to talk to you,
folks.
Thank you so much.
It's great to talk to you, too. So it's time for a break. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. We'll be right back.